I'm Chinee Ogwumike.
I'm Lisa Leslie, and we're very excited to tell you about our new podcast with Blue Wire, Front and Center.
Lisa and I are breaking down what's going on in our lives, in the world, and keeping it 100.
We're also learning from amazing guests as well, like Emmanuel Acho.
People that show love to me, I forever got their back.
Vivica A. Fox.
If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of it's going to go wrong from there.
And more.
Subscribe to Front and Center today.
Have you ever been to a volcano? When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hoopers!
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
We just
won
a fucking
ball! That's what you say,
man. Well, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about
Super Hoopers!
That's terrible.
Welcome to Super Hoopers, inconsequential discussion of the week's NBA news. I'm your host, Matt Hill. With me, as always, John Hill. Dave Futernick, how are you guys? How's
Yo,
it
what
going?
Up? It's the freaking weekend. What up?
Yeah. Halloween.
Halloween.
Weekend.
Yep.
Halloween weekend. Any big plans? Going to any parties, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Always. Always. Even in the demic, dude. Even in the demic, I'm always going.
You gotta do it. Nothing says Halloween like a spooky, life-threatening disease. So,
hey, but hey, if you catch it from a slutty nurse or a slutty witch, it's woo, it's worth
it.
Yeah.
It's so worth it. Hey, I got a schmooze, even if it means getting Rona, dude. You know, you got a schmooze. Dude.
All right, we're all joking around, but seriously, you doing anything? You doing anything for Halloween, Dave? Come on.
I'm gonna hang out with my good friend, friend of the pod, Joe Spellman. His wife is out of town for her birthday. Her birthday is Halloween.
Okay.
So she went out of town with his sisters and a couple girlfriends. So, you know, we're gonna scum it up. You know.
I would actually probably say you're more likely to endanger yourself long-term hanging out with Joe Spellman. Just on a regular weekend than going to a party with COVID.
Yeah, there's no vaccine for hanging out with Joe. There's no vaccine for that.
Oh, no. Most of the diseases Joe
has. No company's working on that.
Not enough green drink to fucking heal my body.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Great.
John, are you taking Dean trick or treating? Is that an option Long Beach?
You know, first of all, you know my son is perfect. So his favorite part of Halloween is not getting the candy, but giving the candy. He actually really, really enjoys giving candy to people.
Yeah. Oh well, you know, Dean strategy: one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. No shit. Why would he have to go work for food when he can sit there with a whole bucket on his lap?
So
he just doesn't want to walk.
That's true.
Dude, he's smart.
This outfit's too tight already.
This trick-or-treating smacks of exercise. Can't be doing that. It's a little too close. It's a little too close to exercising.
Yeah, you put a mask on, pour some candy in a bowl, plop down, baby.
Plop down, dude.
Kick back.
He's just like, nobody's coming around this year. I guess all this candy just going to have to go to me.
Right.
No, we got like a chute set up. We're going to build a chute to like be able to be 20 feet away from the kids and then put the candy in the chute and shoot it down to the kids.
I thought you meant a film shoot. Oh, a physical shoot.
A chute. Mm. Like chutes and ladders. Like, yes. Yeah, that.
Who's building this? You are?
His uncle, I think, is in charge of the shoot.
I was going to say, probably not you.
I built a space helmet for him. He's being an astronaut. I built his space helmet. So, you know, and then also we're going to get a Mars rover. You know, my dad has a rover. So we're going to get the rover to ferry some candy out to the kids and stuff that'll match with his outfit. Although,
this sounds like a bunch of kids are going to be horrified by your house.
Yeah.
What do you mean? There's a chute and like a little friendly
there's
robot.
Like there's a dark fucking tube shooting candy out and a fucking little rover.
It's like a glory hole. Come on, dude. It's like a candy.
Plus, like listeners, Matt is looking extra like Nutty Professor right now too. Like, you're getting arrested. You are absolutely getting arrested tomorrow.
It's super funny because we don't know any of the neighbors because of COVID. Like we moved in this neighborhood. Usually, you move into a neighborhood and you go meet the neighbors, but
sure,
you know, we didn't meet anybody. No one wanted to come meet us. Because of coronavirus, so yeah, who knows what's going to happen. But yeah, yeah, I've been soaking in the chlorine for the past however many days, so my hair's doing its thing.
Is that why you're nutty. Extra pale right now?
Yeah, surprisingly, no tan was to be had, even though I was in a pool for the past however many days. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But
so you kind of drank the bleach in a way, like...
In what way?
Because you were in the chlorine, so yeah. Like, you know, oh, you over know time, kind of consumed enough to probably fight the virus, so you're probably fine. Immune.
Probably fine. Probably yeah. Fine. That's how it works. That's how it works, yeah. Right?
Your hair is very mad scientist. Like, you should just... That yeah. Should be your outfit.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be an astronaut with my kid.
We're not mad like matching. Insane, mad like really just like pissed off.
Yeah, just like really just like looked at
nobody
your life.
Nobody cares about science anymore.
Yeah, oh, what? We saw Ellen at Halloween. She was just real pissed off. I mean, she's really not taking like the loss of her show well.
Oh, yeah, are you offended with the new hairstyle, Matt? She's getting all these, she does, all the attention for the new hairstyle? Hair. Yeah, it's like a greaser kind of look, like...
How what do you have doing? Such long hair but no sideburns?
What do you mean? What do you, is this? These things?
Oh, are you just tucking those behind your ears now?
Maybe. I don't know. But these things? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I could puff out the sides for you, John, if you want. There you go.
Oh, what is going on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some girls in my Zoom told me the hair was looking good. I don't know if they're just trying to get an A or whatever in my class.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they were that's DMing each is. Other as a goof.
Yeah, they couldn't really keep a straight face when they were saying it, so maybe...
Matt, people are supposed to look rested when they come back from vacation, dog.
Oh, dude, vacation, when you're old and you do a vacation with your kids, not really that much of a vacation, because it's like you got...
That's true.
You have two drinks, and that's it. That's your week, you know? You got to recover from that, so...
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
NBA talk, guys? NBA talk? John, wait, well, John, we didn't cover John. We didn't cover
nothing
John's
happened.
Halloween.
Nothing happened this week.
Oh, John's Halloween plans is
look
to celebrate.
Let me take a big sip of this passion fruit margarita I just made. Oh, God. In celebration. I don't know. I don't know. What are we thinking? 7 or 13 championships that Daryl Morey is going to bring us? Is that it? Yeah,
not one. Not two.
One, not
I feel
one.
Great for John. John needed like one more like good thing in his life. So I feel so happy for John.
What are they? Why? When's Philly going to do the LeBron style like Miami parade where he talks about not one, not two? It's Daryl Morey, his calculator, and then all the other executives that they signed underneath him before him. So.
Wow.
It usually works out when you sign the coach, the GM, other executives, and then you hire a guy all above them all. That usually works out when you hire in that order, right?
Yeah, it probably will work out. As long as the last hire is the best hire, then it doesn't matter.
True.
I mean, yeah, look, it's fucking so exciting. I was just like the happiest I had been all through COVID. It's just exciting.
That's interesting because you've taken about 18 vacations during COVID.
I know. This was even better.
It's saying a lot.
This was even better because this didn't cost me any money.
It's like cost a six or something.
Hey, not my money. Take that, yeah. Josh Harris. But yeah. I mean, you know, not to say I was right the whole time, but right the whole time. Daryl Morey, I said it 2 weeks ago. They're going to get Daryl Morey. They were buying time last year with dumbass Elton Brand.
Right. And luckily, he didn't do anything long-term damaging to the franchise.
No, so luckily he didn't.
There's no crippling moves.
Love the scuzz bag, Josh Harris, for making Elton Brand fire Brett Brown, hiring staff, having him feel like he was going to be in charge, and then just fucking... taking his legs out of him and hiring Daryl Morey. It's outstanding. Outstanding.
Didn't Elton Brand also have some quote about how that he wanted to get more basketball people in there?
Yo, okay, let's talk about this because there's a long list of how fucking dumb Sixers fans have been. And it's also been great to prove what has been going on. Mm-hmm. Because last week, Sixers fans said that ownership... will never be good with this ownership, that it is impossible that this ownership will do anything right. So they're proven wrong about that. You know, the same ownership that hired Sam Hinkie, that has been going after Daryl Morey for a few years. Maybe they're not complete idiots. You know, maybe
so
not.
John, when are you ordering your jersey that has Harris on the back for the owner, not Tobias Harris?
Oh, a second a second jersey?
Oh. That would be awesome if you had a Harris jersey and people are like, "What's up?" You're like, "No, no, this is for the owner. This is a J Harris, not a T."
The
Harris.
Numbers is just it's just a billion.
It's just a dollar. It's just a dollar.
2.5. What I think Josh Harris will sell the Sixers for when he moves it to New Jersey. Yeah. Right. Wrong about that. And so what happened was they fired this one guy. Who was it? Was it Ned? Oh, Alex Rucker. They basically demoted him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Elton Brand said, "We're good with the analytics. We need some more basketball guys." And of course, Sixers fans fucking freaked out, said that this was the death of analytics and it was all this. Hey, maybe whoever was running analytics that thought Al Horford was good, maybe that person should be fired.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And yeah, look, we do this thing too often. Like there was literally multiple articles written about the death of analytics for the Sixers because of this one line. We do this thing too much, I think, where it's like you're either a nerd analytics guy that has never touched the basketball, or mm-hmm. you're a basketball guy who can't add 2 + 2, right?
Oh, wow. You've accurately described me and Dave.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on. How dare you?
So when I think that's the misconception is that a basketball guy could just mean more of like, this is a guy that has been around the league more. You know what I mean? Like Doc is a basketball guy, right? Every assistant coach is a basketball guy because they probably aren't math nerds that, you know, do nothing but analytics. They're probably been around the league for 10, 15 years. So I think that's kind of what he was saying was like, hey, we're getting rid of the dude who fucked up and we want some guys that can, that Joel will respect, that, you know, Ben Simmons will respect, that we can, you know, basketball guys. And it was just so chef kiss to see them hire Daryl Morey and to see all these Sixers fans who wet the bed about analytics, now have to fucking just swallow it and say like, no, we hired Mr. Analytics. Ah, beautiful guys. Everything for my brand is just perfect right now. Yeah. Oh, it just feels so good. It just feels so fucking good.
How are the Sixer fans reacting? Are they happy about the hire?
Oh,
or are they...
every single one of Sixers Twitter has fucking showed that they are fraud and have pretended like they are on Team Sixers, even though last week they weren't. Like people gave up their season tickets, said they will not spend another dollar with Josh Harris, and said all this stuff. And now they all have to fucking eat shit because they're all fraud fans that just will turn around the second that the team you grew up loving is back to looking good. They will not, they have to live their narrative and whatever fake thing they need to do to feel good about themselves. But the reality is the team's always been in good shape. They fucked up a lot, don't get me wrong, but they still have Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and some good pieces. So now that they have someone in charge that, you know, wasn't playing in the G League 2 years ago, wasn't on our bench literally 3 years ago, I think we're going to be in a good spot. Now that they have a coach in Doc Rivers that has Googled what a pick and roll is, they brought in some assistant coaches that actually know what they're doing. It's going to be great, guys. I'm excited.
So when the Sixers lose in the first round next year, just fast forward to that. Who are the crazy rights to Ricky Sanchez fans going to blame? Like when they lose in that first round series next year, who have nobody left, right? Like they had these like phantom Colangelo assistants that they were blaming because they love Elton Brand, and somehow, you know, it's not his fault. But now Daryl Morey's, you know, in charge. He's the man. You know, he has presumably final say over everything. So, like, who gets blamed in that scenario?
Well, my guess is they'll probably, you know, Sixers fans will find, some kind of poster on the wall that Colangelo's you know, chief of staff, or, you know, the intern that worked during the Colangelo years. There's a poster on the wall, and they'll probably, you know, make sure that that's Colangelo's fault and blame right. him for it. But no, there's really no one. I think, like, as a Sixers fan, this is exactly what the team needed. They needed a coach that is respected and very smart and good, surrounded by other assistant coaches that are really good, like Dave Yeager. What's his name from the Pacers?
Oh, Dan Burke. This is how you know Dan Burke is incredible. If you go into the Reddit thread on the Sixers hiring Dan Burke as the assistant, all it is Indiana Pacers fans saying, God, no. Hell yep. no.
Shout out, like, Steve crying Gossett. About it. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Sam Cassell, who, you know, unproven but very respected. And so what's nice
but
is...
But respected on his home planet.
Injured himself doing a big balls dance, and then they lost the series because he was injured.
Love it.
Yep.
And no, that's
not his finest moment.
And that's really what you want in a coaching staff, is a bunch of guys who are working hard, trying to be the next, you know, trying to use this to go be a head coach somewhere else. You know, these are...
Well,
Dave Yeager is really good.
Yeah, you know, it's also good that both Simmons and Embiid have shown that they really listen to the coaching staff. They really take direction well from the coaching staff. So,
I mean, it's Brett Brown. Brett Brown wasn't good.
They probably just, you know what, you're right. They probably couldn't understand Brett Brown through his thick mane brug. So, yeah. Like, what's this guy talking about?
This guy's got fucking chowder in his mouth.
No, they're like, yo, Brett, can you stop guzzling the butter sauce for 2 seconds? Stop gargling that so I can understand you.
And now you have a decision maker in Daryl Morey, which, like, look, I don't think year one they're going to do anything crazy as far as Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid. Like, I don't think – I think everyone, Doc and Daryl, are going to sit and, like, really, you know, obviously see what they have there. Let's see if this works, right? But all the players on the margins that Elton Brand has done a terrible job with, I think that's where Daryl's going to be great at, right? Getting mm-hmm. – shooters around those guys, getting these little players, and he's done such a good job on the Rockets doing that, right? Finding basement players that become usable, being good, and also nailing late draft picks. You know, who knows if he trades this one, because he loves to trade picks, but you got the 21st pick, and then I think it's like the
34 and 36,
fourth and 36.
And then also two other ones at the back of the
second. that's Daryl's sweet spot. And if you get a couple of those players, and here's the other thing that's really nice. You know, Doc's problem is he wants, you know, players that beat him in the 2008 Eastern Conference.
All those guys are gone.
All those guys are gone.
They're out of the league.
But I think what's nice is having someone like Daryl with that much power and respect and responsibility. And remember, him and Doc knew each other from the Boston days. Hopefully.
People keep saying that, but there's no evidence that, like, I think Daryl Morey was, like, pretty low in the totem pole. There's evidence that they were, like, buddies or anything. Everyone's like, well, they, you know, they work together. So it's like, okay.
Yeah,
you
but know? I think there's...
I worked together with a bunch of lifeguards in 2003. It's not like, you know, that says anything.
Well, I would say it's more likely I get along with my old coworkers than complete strangers.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Right?
Fair enough.
And at least have that respect where, you know, hopefully, and who knows, because Doc will be the coach, but hopefully Daryl will be the GM that can say, like, hey, let's make sure that some of these young players are playing and, you know, try to push Doc to be an even better coach and not fall into the same traps that, you know, that have hurt Doc, you know. So it's incredible, man. It's probably the best. It's the best. I don't know what else to say. We had a huge problem that we needed someone to dig us out of it, and they hired the people who most likely could dig us out or have the best chance, right? You know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I like to make fun of you, but it seems like a good hire to me. Daryl Morey, I think his track record is excellent. I'm frankly shocked that he got a job. I thought he was shadow banned because of the China stuff, but apparently I was wrong. So, you know, whatever.
You should have listened to the Super Hoopers 2 weeks ago when I was explaining and laying it out, this plan from day one.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, if you're talking about a guy to be the president of basketball operations or whatever, it's like there's not that many that you'd rather have besides Daryl Morey. Yeah. It's like Masai Ujiri, Daryl Morey. Honestly, I guess Danny Ainge is okay, but I'd rather have Morey over Ainge.
Yeah, Danny Ainge is up there.
Bob Myers in Golden State. Whatever. But I'd rather have Morey, because the thing about Morey, it's like Myers, like Bob Myers kind of got handed a great situation in Golden State. Like Morey has shown, I mean, he built like multiple versions of the Houston team that were successful. It's like he was there for, I don't know how long he was there, but he was there back when it was like Yao and Tracy McGrady. And he's shown countless times that he has that ability to like you said, grab like a second rounder that's good, or find a guy that other teams have given up on that he somehow, you know, turns into something. So he can find all that stuff. He could do all that stuff in the margins. And it's like he's like a wizard with the salary cap in terms of like he does stuff and then all the freaking cap nerds have to run and figure out how the hell did he do that. You know, like the Chris Paul trade was like everyone was like, we didn't even know this was possible. Like it's like, you know, like true, like, you know, mind blowing stuff that he does. I mean, I know it's not really mind blowing because we're talking about, you know, like whatever legal loopholes and whatnot. But like that's the thing. It's just a level of attention to detail with the way he runs things.
Yeah. So see ya, Al Horford. Goodbye.
Well, who knows? I mean, who knows? Mean, like Al Horford, you know, at least Al Horford's a good locker room guy, and you never know. I mean, maybe he just gets maybe Morey just finds a bunch of like, you know, little pieces and, you know, kind of shuffles the starting lineup a bit and things work a little better, you know? I don't know. So maybe it could still work. And maybe Tobias Harris, that was just a down year last year, and maybe he bounces back. Maybe Doc can get something out of these guys that Brett Brown cunt.
Yeah, my guess is probably spending like $40 million on your backup center probably is just not like the usual Daryl Morey kind of.
Well, but I don't. But at the same time, I don't see Daryl Morey.
Tobias played his best basketball under Doc, so
that's true. That's true, and I don't see Daryl Morey just, you know, being like, well, I just got here and I got to get rid of Horford at the nadir of his value. Like, I don't think Morey's going to attach a bunch of first rounders.
No. Absolutely not.
He's going to be like, well, maybe this guy works out. And then, you know, around the trade deadline, we'll see what we can do type of thing. Like, I think he realizes that Horford and Harris both are at all time lows in terms of their value. And maybe this isn't the best time to move them.
Yeah. And so, to Sixers fans, like, look, Tobias Harris is a good player. It's the contract that's bad. But like, like what he actually provides on the court, he can shoot threes, he plays well, he's a great locker room guy, like everyone likes him. He hasn't been the best in the playoffs, sure. But like, he doesn't hurt your team. He's like a good player. It's the contract you hate. Al Horford, and we don't have anyone to replace Tobias Harris. It's not like, you know, a three and a four that we just don't. The issue with Al Horford is he just plays, his best role is as a center, and that's our best player. So, and him, when you put him in the power forward spot, he just doesn't stretch the floor as well. And so any Sixers fan saying that we got to move Tobias, I just don't get it. It just seems like, what are you moving Tobias for? To then what? Then you still need a wing, and it still means Al Horford. So I trust that. I think Daryl Morey will not throw away a bunch of assets just to move Al. I think he'll get something in return that will complement the Sixers better. And I trust him to be smart about it way more than Elton Brand or anyone else, or half the GMs or most of the GMs in the league, right?
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, I think Morey's strategy in general and Hinkie's strategy was like pick on the dumb GMs. And I'm not sure, unfortunately for you guys, I don't know how many dumb GMs are left. I mean, the Knicks probably are still in that camp.
Yeah.
We don't really know like what Leon Rose is yet. I mean, I wouldn't call him dumb. He's quite successful and shrewd.
That's true.
I wouldn't call him dumb. He's new to the job, though. That's
yeah,
the only
yeah.
thing.
We don't really know yet.
And also, right. It's not always just the GM; it's the owners.
Right.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
If but we want to talk owners, yes.
The problem for Morey is the dumb owner is definitely not going to want to trade with him. Tillman Fertitta is not going to be like no, we're not trading with Daryl. We're not helping Daryl in any
yeah.
way.
So sure. that's the kind that of sucks. Thing. That's where it's like, you know, we have to start pulling some strings here, kind of thing.
Dolan
strikes me as the kind of guy who probably hates Morey too, because like he hates anyone who's like smarter than him. Who's like revered for being smart. Like he strikes me as the kind of guy who also would not want to do business with him.
Yeah.
But both into music though. Maybe they can bond over their shared love
that's true.
Of live music.
Yeah.
So
and also, that's true. And, that's very and true. So many of trades and stuff is where a team is at. And a lot of times it's you know, fool's gold, right? Like how many times has a team done a win now trade? Because we might make the eighth spot of the East. And
are you talking about the Sixers or?
Yeah, the Sixers. Yeah. Talking about the Sixers. Yeah, exactly. So you never know, right? Like you never know what Sacramento's got a good GM or hopefully a smarter.
Sacramento's GM is a former Houston guy. Is it Daryl?
So maybe it's like,
yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You get Vivek on the phone and you say, listen, Buddy Hield doesn't like you. He's disrespecting you. You guys need a center to teach Marvin Bagley. You know, Daryl calls his boy. He's like, yo, man, you know, you ain't got that job without me. Like, let's make this work.
Well, I oftentimes wonder because, you know, like Sam Presti used to always swindle Rob Hennigan, who was his deputy. Rob Hennigan was the Orlando GM. He's the guy who he got Oladipo from for like nothing, basically. Stuck him with the Serge Ibaka contract. I wonder if they don't call him. Like, Morey calls up the guy in Sacramento, Monty, I think his name is, and he's like, yo, Monty, like, you're going to be fired for sure. Like, you're not going to last with Vivek. Mm-mm. All right. Like, there's no way, you know, your job security is nil. Like, you're going to 1 or 2 years left, max. Just make this trade with me, and I promise to hire you. I'm still going to have a job. Come on home. Come on. You loved working for me. Come on back. I will guarantee you this job. As long as you take Al Horford for Buddy Hield, you know, sell to Vivek or you want me to sell him. Like, I wonder if some of that isn't going on. Like, hey, you know, like just to keep relationships up. You know, I know people who have hired me in the past. I will basically be super nice to them and always kind of do whatever they say just because I hope to get hired by them in the future, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It makes sense.
We shall see.
Yeah. It's really great. Yeah. Very excited. And then
Dave, you've been real quiet.
And then on top of that, ooh,
yeah, because this is boring. Anytime John gets to gloat for 20 minutes, it's fucking boring.
and then to make it even better,
all right, here he goes.
Oh boy,
Pablo Torre drops a podcast with Sam Hinkie over an hour of just listening.
I didn't know about that either.
I've been listening
to
it.
Were the crops eaten or not? I mean, that's my favorite Sam Hinkie go.
What is it?
When I got there, our crops were eaten.
No, it was pretty interesting. I think
the crops were eaten.
He was pretty great. I think.
What did Sam have to say? Did he have some idea for like fancy email or something that he was trying to make $1 billion off of?
Basically, the takeaways were he loves Daryl. That's the only reason he's talking. He's very, very happy for Daryl to continue. He said very nice things about Philadelphia and how much he misses it. And
the city?
Everything. He just enjoys the team. Yeah. He follows the team still.
Legend diminishes you know, even further.
But was very, very adamant that there is zero chance he comes back to basketball.
Oh.
I believe that.
He's like, he's just doing investment now as a, that's it. He's just a Silicon Valley guy and he'll never.
Yeah. Cause I think too much time has passed now. Like, I think like maybe take a year off. I could see him getting rehired, but now it just feels like he's just been away from the league for too long. It seems like he's pretty set in not coming back.
Living out there in Palo Alto. I don't know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, he just does venture capitalism and investing in young people, he says.
That's what he does? Yep. He works for a venture capital fund.
He started his own.
Where did he get the money from?
Oh, dude, GM of the Sixers. He got like $8 million right there. He's making money from the Sixers still, probably.
Here when the pandemic's over, maybe during the pandemic, just with masks, we need to find his office and pitch him a company. We need to get some hanky bucks, dude. We need to figure it out. We need to do, I don't know, like something like you had to do like the Uber for tickets or something. I don't know. You got to come up with some fancy
almond boards. They're the bio-friendly surfboards made out of almond skin.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. With their biodegradable everything. Yeah.
There you go.
Uber for haircuts.
They measure your heart rate while you're doing it. Although, you know, the surfing technology they got now is crazy. They got these watches you can wear while you're surfing. They have cameras all up and down the coast, so you could check the surf when you're like, you could, from my computer, I could check the surf anywhere, right? And so when you go surfing with one of these watches, you tell it, hey, I'm surfing right now. And then the cameras will record all your rides and then send it to you at the end of your session. Wow.
So yours is just water? Yours is just a bunch of water?
What do you mean?
Yeah, is this?
Oh, for me? For me, it's just me paddling
around. Just inside a bunch of waves.
Yeah, it's just me falling, me standing up and then falling over. Not an inaccurate description, but I mean, imagine that for basketball. It's like, basically what it is like, imagine you played pickup, and then when you got home, there was like a video file of all your highlights waiting for you. I mean,
that'd be awesome. Although my stroke is absolutely horrendous to watch, but
yeah,
I'd see a lot of baskets going in.
Okay.
A lot of buckets.
When was the last time you played basketball, though, Dave?
Fucking March. I remember my crew like having a conversation about like whether it was like after – it was the sun. It would have been the weekend after the NBA got postponed or suspended. Mm-hmm. And we were having a conversation about whether or not we should have our Saturday game or not. And eventually we came to the determination we shouldn't. So that would have been what, like March 18th? So the weekend before that. So March 11th, maybe?
Yeah.
Not that I count, you know, not that I count the days or anything. Not that I
get that.
Miss it dearly.
You got to do that rapid COVID test. If you get the rapid COVID test, and maybe you guys could all show up, take the test together, and then...
Well, we actually did sort of do that, and then my team and I played poker the other night, outdoors.
Oh, nice.
And I think we discussed like doing like a Big Bear retreat and find an Airbnb with a basketball court.
Okay, but your teams, how many people are on your team? Can you get 5-on-5 with that? Or?
Well, there's 7, but like we have, you know... offshoot people that we would bring in. So,
all right, which, yeah, you know, let me know if you need.
You gotta have someone. A couple extras, and just in case, at our age, just in case, like, you know, we went up someone to Big Bear
tears
and
Achilles.
CJ Toledano for his bachelor party ripped his fucking Achilles.
Did he? He tore his Achilles.
He tore his Achilles.
Ooh.
Or it was a very, very bad sprain, but I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Or not Achilles. Sorry, ACL.
Oh, ACL. Okay. No,
not Achilles.
Nope.
I live in fear of tearing my Achilles every day.
It was very bad, though.
Yeah. Luckily, it didn't break.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Speaking of breaks, even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep it moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need and can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st.
Wow. Okay. Great read.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Great.
Thank you.
What else? Other news. Stephen Silas, son of Paul Silas, 20-year assistant in the league. I believe he was the offensive coordinator with the Mavericks, mm-hmm. hired as Houston's coach. I don't know if you guys have reactions to this. As listeners may know, I hate Jeff Van Gundy, so I was very happy that Jeff Van Gundy continues to not coach. I think that would have been a horrible hire. Everybody, yeah. It's the same thing. You know, like I said, when the Sixers hired Dan Burke, you go into the Reddit comments and you look for the reaction of the the team they're going for or from. This is the same thing for trades. The best way to know if a player is good or not is like check the reaction of the fan base where the player came from. Because your national guys are your national guys. Nobody knows the players and the coaches as well as like the hardcore fans of the team. Like sure. Dave could list probably all 13 Knicks. Or I don't know however many Knicks there are, you know, whatever, 13, 14, all 13 of them, whatever. And of course you could list the one good Nick, Mitchell Robinson. and you probably know
the one good
like,
Nick, Iggy Bradzadikas. Yes.
Exactly. That's my point. That's my point. Like if some other team acquired Iggy Bradzadikas, I would be like, who's that? You know, you got to look for what Dave would say.
Yeah.
About
it's him. Like when we go to like Clippers Knicks and I'm like, yes, like I'm like talking up players and Matt's like, who the fuck is that?
Who's Paul George? Who's got two first names? What? You're allowed to do that?
You covet no. You covet the people that only you would know in your fan base.
Yeah. Right, but these people who are hardcore fans of a team. I don't know what that's like, but you know, you watch every game and you're like, all right, you really get to know them inside and out. Right. And so, like, Indiana fans were freaking out about Dan Burke going to the Sixers, and like. I remember when people would compliment Nate McMillan or compliment Frank Vogel with Indiana, and the Indiana Pacers fans would be, no, that's all Dan Burke. I don't know what this guy's PR is or what it is, but he seemed to be like the best defensive mind ever. And everyone's always like, yeah, he's the guy who's responsible for the quality defenses Indiana has trotted out over the years. With Stephen Silas, it was a similar thing where all the Dallas fans are like, oh, this guy's great, great offense, great guy, great leader. Everybody loves him. And so, you know, I don't know anything about Stephen Silas, but according to Dallas fans, he's pretty good, and he's not Jeff Van Gundy. So yeah. I would say, obviously, he's screwed because, you know, it's Tillman Fertitta's Rockets, and he's being handed a mess, and it'll probably get worse, but I'm happy for him that he's getting a job. He seems like he's definitely, they have a better chance now, I think, than with Jeff Van Gundy, friggin' old man Van Gundy, rocking chair man, running the show.
Jeff Van Gundy?
Dinosaur, yeah. Super dinosaur, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a Stegosaurus, and Stan Van Gundy is like like a Triceratops.
They both have, you know, I don't know who said it, but they said every person either looks like a dinosaur or a Muppet. I actually think both Stan Van and Jeff look like Muppets, so yeah. I think they're more in the Muppet camp.
Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, they definitely look more like Muppets. I say John's a Muppet. Dave, actually, I think you're Dave's tough.
I have the schnoz, which is dinosaur like, but I feel like I have Muppet qualities.
Yeah, you're a little more.
You feel like you're in the band. You know, like they have the band members, like someone's playing like the trombone, and they're always like the scary looking ones with like gross beards. That's kind of what I'm.
Yeah, with like the orange nose and the blue face,
beards. Yeah,
yeah. With like the the fishing hat, like that fucking guy. Yeah, I could be one of those guys.
Anyways, Stephen Silas, great hire. You guys got anything about Stephen Silas?
Who did the Nets hire?
Sounds like a early 90s like actor who played like action villains.
It does.
Stephen Silas is the vacationer.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Stephen.
Yeah, good luck, Steve.
Speaking of good luck to certain people, Dan Tony. Oh, is Steve Nash's coaching staff the greatest ever assembled? Okay, so Steve Nash head coach,
just getting the band back together.
Omari Stoudemire,
I told you, Barbosa's next, dog.
Barbosa, Boris Diaw, way. So Dan Tony and Ime Udoka, who was long. Ime Udoka, isn't he from the Sixers, John? Where's he?
He was just on the Sixers, long term pop. Assistant
Pop
coach.
Guy.
So
he actually interviewed for the Knicks job.
Yeah, he's interviewed for lots of head coaching
people
jobs.
Really like.
So
him.
I mean, Kyrie is right again. Like Kyrie told us, you know, it's not just one coach. Anybody can
be
a coach.
Could
be we basically have, you know, Nash, D'Antoni, and Udoka, who are all head coaching worthy.
Pick a team that never won a championship, and any one of those players can be a coach.
Dude, what is D'Antoni thinking? Like, dude, like, he's so rich. Like, he must be rich, right?
Freaking, why would he possibly want to do this?
Why do you want to torture yourself? Like, yeah.
maybe he's doing the thing where he's like, look, Nash is getting fired, obviously, because this shit ain't working.
This is like what we said about Kidd taking the assistant job on the Lakers. Yeah, we thought he was going to weasel his way into the head coaching job.
But then again, maybe D'Antoni is like, you know what? This shit show is going to be just another chapter of my book. Like, I just need to watch.
Live in New York.
He's just living in New York. Right. I mean, D'Antoni's book. If D'Antoni ever writes a book, can you imagine? I mean, like, he was on the Suns team with Robert Sarver as the owner. Oh. And then he goes to Houston with the – oh, also, D'Antoni coached the Lakers and the Knicks.
Like,
He coached the Carmelo Knicks. He has beef with Carmelo.
Plus, he has a whole –
he coached Kobe and Dwight Howard. Oh, my God.
Plus, he had the whole career of, like, when he was young, like, playing in Italy, which was probably amazing. Like, he played with Gallinari's dad and shit. Like, what a life, man. What a fucking fantastic life.
Why wouldn't you? The Nets need, they've decided they want to learn economics and they need an Econ 101 professor. Would you do it? Yeah, of course you would. Why wouldn't you watch this shit?
Yeah.
I would pay so much money to do an Econ lesson to Kyrie just to see his reaction.
Exactly.
Just to feel the questions from him. Cause like, I would love it. You know?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we've talked ourselves into the D'Antoni hire, understanding it. Yeah, I guess living in New York, making six figures. It's so interesting to me that essentially the Sixers and the Nets, like, they're both kind of deep-pocketed owners that it must have just have realized, like, yeah, we're just going to throw a bunch of money at the front office and the coaching staff. Like, that's the market inefficiency we're going to try to exploit. And the Clippers the same way. The Clippers just throw money like crazy around in terms in those places where there's no salary cap.
Amazing.
So wow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like the thinking too is that like you have a guy, because Kenny Atkinson was never going to get the respect of Kyrie Irving, but now you bring in somebody with like a much longer history and name recognition.
Anybody's gonna get the respect though. It's like
I'm not saying it's gonna work. I'm saying I think that's what the thinking is. It's like, let's bring in Grandpa MDA.
Yeah,
and like, he'll whip him into shape. He, you know, James, he's dealt with such like big personalities, and I mean, we all remember what happened with him and Melo, so that went really well. And Melo's not even half of the dickhead that Kyrie is. So
right, I know. I just like
it's gonna
like,
be
it's
such
like,
a disaster.
I just they basically trot Nash into the room. Do you respect him? Okay,
right.
Not him. What about D'Antoni? Not him. What about Udoka? Okay. Also, what about Amari? How about him? Will you listen to him? Like, it's just like
it's so good.
God, I can't wait to bet that under. Oh yeah. Which, speaking of, the season might start soon. That's the other big news. The season might start December 22nd. So.
Yeah, although the players seem to be pushing for MLK Day.
They want MLK.
Yeah.
Doesn't really matter to me, to be honest.
Christmas Day is already such a special NBA day. I feel like it would be awesome. I mean, I guess the knock is that like all the players that were just in the playoffs have a very short offseason, and guys want a fucking vacation. They want to be on vacation. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's what Danny Green said. He was like, me and LeBron would probably take that first month off.
Oh, Danny Green.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Danny Green already took the playoffs off. So, I mean, it's just kind of extending his vacation.
Damn. Disrespect the back-to-back champion, Danny Green.
Yeah, he was really... I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me, to be honest. Like, if it starts MLK Day or Christmas, whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'll watch it. You know, I'll watch a game every two weeks.
We all know that, like, you stopped saying Merry Christmas, a decade ago. And we know where you stand politically, dude. No, we know that you don't say Merry Christmas anymore, so makes sense.
I don't understand.
You haven't said Merry Christmas in years, dude.
Are you saying I'm a happy holidays guy? That's a bad thing? Or,
that's right.
Are you saying because
it's a joke? It's a joke.
Because I converted to Islam?
No. That is a political fucking statement.
Oh, Merry Christmases. Mm. Okay.
People were like mad that like acted like there was some assault on Christmas or something.
Oh yeah. Well, that's BS. That's
but
that's
you know
BS.
well That was a trick. I tricked you into admitting that you never say Merry Christmas, dude.
I don't know. Do I say Merry Christmas? I don't. I can't even. Now you got.
You've never said Merry Christmas to me.
Well, that's because I don't want to put that on you. I know.
I love Christmas, dude.
I know where your
Jewish people love Christmas. So. Don't lie. Every Jewish person,
especially like New York Jews. Oh. All about Christmas.
Is it?
It's a big deal in the city. It's a big deal in New York. Christmas is a big deal.
My Jewish friends growing up, they got all the Hanukkah presents, but then their parents would give them Christmas presents too, so they didn't feel left out. And I was just
When I was a little kid, like I got all my best presents on Christmas morning.
And I was like, how can I convert to your religion? This religion where all your dads are funny and all your moms are hot. So seems like a good religion that I would like to join up.
I mean, it's pretty great. You know, besides like every now and then being at a party, like in somewhere like, you know, some rural place and somebody's like, "E Jewish?" You know, besides that, you know, it's
a girl
perfect.
In Sacramento checking to see if you have horns.
Checking for my horns.
Sacramento, that lady did try to feel your horns. Okay, yeah, besides that,
perfect religion. Perfect.
Yeah, you know, I go to a lot of rural parties. Everyone knows the real party seats out in Idaho. That's really where you got to go.
Definitely.
All right. Well, whenever the NBA season is back, we will cover it as we always cover the league, you know, honestly and openly.
That's right.
Yeah. You know.
But you know what is back? Football. Football is back in full swing. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Very nice.
Yeah, man, I'm getting pretty good with this voice. This little reading.
You are.
At this, getting, you know, doing pretty well.
All right. Shout out some beef.
Well, should we get to the questions?
We submitted some questions. There are. I didn't know we had questions.
Our Patreon WhatsApp group. For those who don't know, gotta get on that Patreon WhatsApp. Actually, I don't even care if you're on the WhatsApp. Just give us the $4. Sign up for the Patreon.
That's true. Yeah, we have a couple of new patrons that you know. I always reach out when they sign up and say, you know, give us your info and we'll add you to the WhatsApp. And, a couple of people that have not gotten back to me. So if you're listening and you just signed up in the last, like, month or so, shoot me a message back. Give me your phone number and we'll add you to the WhatsApp because it is fun.
It is fun.
But the $4 is
that's the
most
important
part.
Just make sure the credit card isn't, and pick a credit card that's not expiring soon. Okay, we don't.
Correct
want
me
it.
If I'm wrong, but that money is just accumulating. We haven't spent that money on anything.
We it's have
just,
not. But we're saving it up for, you know, a post-pandemic Super Hoopers trip, perhaps, or something that we can document for you guys. But only you're. It's going to be documented only for the Patreon.
I've been using BetOnline. That's true. And, there's that's no more true. Money, guys. I was gonna say,
you gotta follow my bets, John.
Come on, dude. I just, you know,
yeah. What we should do is we'll decide.
John's been betting on the Eagles.
Eagles to win the NFC East, baby. First place, 2 wins.
Oh God!
All right, here's some questions from. Well, okay, from Dirt Dog. First question: what do you think of all these coaches in Brooklyn? We kind of already answered that one, right?
Yeah, we'll go to a second question.
Come on, Dirt.
What's place nuts in Matt's diet? For those who don't know,
this is information
that's Patreon only.
This is big. Matt broke it to the WhatsApp group that he no longer eats nuts.
Matt, explain.
Yeah, I did some scientific experiments on myself, and I think I was having an allergic reaction to nuts. So,
It sounded like you rubbed the nuts like on your dick or something. What are you talking about?
That's not what I did.
I ran some experiments on myself. I put on TikTok and.
Although I would say, you know, one of my favorite nut blends is the wasabi almonds. You ever had the wasabi?
I do love those. Those are going to front. Those are amazing.
Hey, you got to be careful. Make sure you wash your hands before you fire up that tumbler. Boys out there, all right? You don't want to.
You don't want it to burn more than it already does.
You don't want a wasabi unrubbed. All right, no, that's just right. a little tip. That's just yeah. a little hot tip. Yeah. All right, that's a hot tip for your hot okay. tip. Okay.
Next question. Why Joe Borelli? Yeah. Gross. Why hasn't OKC hired a coach up. Yet?
Who cares? They don't need to hire a coach. Why does everyone care? Everyone's like, "What's OKC doing?" Let's take their time. What does it matter? You know, they're rebuilding. They got to figure out. You don't want to be Philadelphia where you hire a coach and then you hire your GM who may or may not get along with it. You gotta figure out the direction of your franchise. Are you rebuilding? Are you running back with Chris Paul?
Yeah.
Why are all these people always counting each other's
money? I think OKC missed out on the Tom Thibodeau sweepstakes, it's kind of been, circling the wagons, trying to figure out their next step.
Sam Presti's been in a ball in his office just crying that he couldn't get Tom Thibodeau.
Sorry, boys. My man Tom doesn't want to eat cheeseburgers in fucking OKC. Okay.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Next question from Pete. Have you ever seen any NBA players naked?
Like in person?
In person?
I don't know. I'll say this. I haven't been in too many basketball locker rooms post-game. Right. So I don't think I've seen anyone then. But if we're talking leaked sex tapes, I've seen Draymond's and Jamal Murray's.
Draymond, yeah.
Oh, Jamal Murray. Yeah,
oh,
yes.
Anyone else?
Who else? I think I saw somebody sent the Jamal Murray one to the WhatsApp. So,
yeah, that's right. Yes. I don't. Anyone else? Who else has a sex tape?
I don't know.
Yeah. Did Hunter Biden play for the NBA? I don't know. Okay, next question.
I Googled that. The mainstream media definitely not covering that story enough. I need to see those pictures. Come
Kill
on.
Kill a cow. Have you?
Hunter has a big, beautiful dick.
Okay.
Big, beautiful cock.
Kill a cow. Have you decided who to vote for yet?
Ooh.
I just voted today, actually.
Ooh. Yo, Killa. You know me.
I did decide because I did it.
Killa, you know me, a libertarian. Joe Jorgensen.
Joe Jorgensen. Yeah, this guy's all Jorgensen.
Right. Throw that vote right in the trash. Joe Jorgensen. Just throw that.
Come on.
That is definitely not a made-up person, Joe Jorgensen. Definitely not a made-up name on the ballot.
Yep.
Like I thought you were all Rocky De La Fuente.
I don't even know who that is. Oh, is that
That's who Kanye is running with.
That's who Kanye is running with?
VP Kanye. Yeah,
well, we live in California, so our vote's very important.
Definitely matters. Well, our props and city council, things like that are important.
Yeah, things like that.
Nationally.
But, president, go ahead and vote for Joe Jorgensen. Come on, California.
One last politics question, what are your electoral predictions for Pennsylvania and Wisconsin from Lucas?
Who?
Lucas is just upset Daryl Morey is gone.
Damn, you're trying to get...
Trying to get us more bad reviews on the iTunes, Lucas. Come on.
We just simply mentioned Trump on the Sopranos podcast, and a guy wrote a review on iTunes that we're his favorite Sopranos podcast, but we need to stop being political. All we do is mention Trump's name. We didn't even say anything negative.
I can't believe Joe Spellman has scuzzbags listening to him. I can't.
Now you,
I just really can't.
Well, Sopranos. I mean, Sopranos. I mean, you know.
I heard that Q said that you guys are pedos too, so you gotta watch out for that.
True.
Pennsylvania and what?
And what's Wisconsin. The other
state? Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. I think they're going Biden.
Go to 538, go to this website 538, and that whatever that says, that's my opinion. All right. I respect the modeling of Mr.
Sounds
Silver.
Good.
So. Indeed. Both those states are looking quite good.
Yeah. Pennsylvania's
for Biden.
Pennsylvania's got a lot of trouble happening. My buddy works for the governor, and
I agree. But that's a lot of smoke. It's fucking Joe Biden.
I think it is. He's from Delaware. He's been a Philly guy.
He's also spent the vast majority of the last 3 months in Pennsylvania. He's just lived there basically.
Yeah. Right. That's just because he can't find the airport.
Yeah,
right?
he just keeps looking. he's just in a parking lot, walking in circles.
Listen, folks. I'm a little lost, folks. This is malarkey. This airport is malarkey.
I really don't like making fun of Biden, but it works so well. Well, it's such a good.
You got to do it.
It's the easy. It's like John. It's like LOL Knicks. It's a little hanging fruit.
You know what I mean?
The man will be dead in 6 months. You got to get your digs in now. All right.
Come on.
All right.
Okay. Damn. Sorry. I'm starting to think you really did vote for Joe Jorgensen.
I haven't voted yet. I have my mail-in ballot. I'm going to fill it out tomorrow.
You got to put it in the Dropbox, right?
Yeah, put it in the Dropbox. Do not mail it.
Yeah, well, try. As listeners know, I hate the Postal Service. So, yeah, of course, I wouldn't trust anything with the Postal Service.
The band? Oh, the actual USPS.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I love the Postal Service, the band. As somebody who was a part of their advertising for a number of years, I take offense to that.
Okay.
So, all right. There's a lot of hardworking blue-collar people that might listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, thank you for repeatedly delivering trash to my house. I love to take the things I get and then walk it to my trash can and then put it
in. Oh, man, that's the one thing.
It's a highlight of my day.
Someone said if you could promise, like when you make a donation to a campaign, if you could promise that you would not get any follow-up emails, would you double your donation? And I was like, yeah, probably. I made a couple donations, but Jesus Christ, they fucking hound you all day long.
Yeah, but this is all you do.
Put in the spam.
Unsubscribe.
I know, that's what I have to do.
Unsubscribe.
Spam. At first you're like, oh, cool, I'm a part of the, I'm saving democracy. And then it's just like, oh God, this guy.
Not to give away how liberal I am, but I think that's pretty obvious at this point. But yeah, Jamie Harrison, my guy.
My guy, slow down.
Yeah, I had to hit that unsubscribe like doubly hard.
Extra hard.
Please. Please stop emailing.
And then they sign you up for like different kind of groups. So it's like not just
Then you get the text. Yeah, you get the text because you can't stop the texts.
Oh, you put them in the spam. I always put them in the spam. So
it's rough, but you know.
Well, I have never donated to any campaign, and I still get all those emails and stuff. So I don't know if it's
the least shocking thing I've ever heard.
So. Absolutely.
I believe in direct action. Help the people who need the help. I don't think
that is fair. You've done more for the community than my donations.
I believe in direct volunteering, one-on-one mentoring, one-on-one relationships.
Yep. Yeah.
How'd that work out for you? How's that kid you mentored?
I did multiple.
It worked out great for Matt. It worked out very badly for the kid.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you do a better job with your actual child. So.
All right, well, we'll see.
We shall find out. Time will tell. Just like the Sixers,
we'll see if he gets stuck in that.
Are we done with these questions yet?
Yeah. Do we want to do shoutouts and beasts or just use that as shoutouts and beasts?
Yeah, I'll shoutouts and beasts.
Okay.
I watched a good quick little doc that's on Showtime called Basketball County, and it's about they just interviewed a bunch of the dudes that like went on to the NBA from PG County. Outside DC. Oh. So, like, the Grant brothers and Oladipo and KD and Beasley. And it's good. It's a quick little watch and interesting. Len Bias, of course, like, that's like the very sad, you know, story out of that area. But we talk about, like, Chicago and New York is, like, you know, bedrock, like, NBA,
please.
You know, churning out NBA players. Like, but PG County, fucking.
I believe a lot of fucking NBA players.
Steve Francis.
Number wise and population, LA is actually the best in terms of producing NBA players. But
LA and then Texas.
Definitely
too.
In terms of number of
Texas
players.
Texas has a lot of players.
Definitely and baseball players too. SoCal.
Yeah.
Oh, congrats to the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting. Glad the Dodgers got over the hump.
My Dodgers. Huge life.
Come on.
Yeah. Love the Dodgers.
I usually, you know. It's the pandemic, but, you know, I usually go to a good 10 games season. I love going to Dodger Stadium. And they were always my National League team when I was a little kid, too. I had, like, it was weird. I had, like, a Daryl Strawberry Dodgers card, which I relished for some reason. And also, in our family, you know, I mean, we're Brooklyn family, and also Sandy Koufax. Oof, just
you got,
like,
God, that's your guy.
That's your guy. You know. That's the guy. That is the Jewish athlete of all time.
Dave Roberts, first Asian American to win a World Series as a manager.
I love it. Good dude.
I got this beefing with James Harden's mother. I just saw this on Reddit. So I don't know if this sounds personal. This is just the headline, so I don't even know whatever the rest. It says, James Harden's mother tells story of how he got in trouble in school one time. He got in trouble one time in junior high. He threw a basketball at a girl. He wasn't into dating, just wanted to play basketball. I think she was trying to flirt with him, so he threw a basketball at her. Let me tell you something, James Harden's mother. Your son was lying. There's no way. There's no way he threw a basketball at her because she was trying to flirt with him. Something else happened. That was his excuse. So.
Very true. Very true.
But I'm sure the story is probably something different. That's just the highlight on Reddit, and I just thought that was funny. Just sounds like a lie a son would tell. So.
Did you see, this is my last one, but J.R. Smith talked about, like, he was on All Things Covered, and he said in his 16-year career, there's only one player that he didn't like,
Sam Decker. Yeah.
And then his wife, Kevin Harlan's daughter.
Oh, really?
Was, like, trying to stick up for him on Twitter, and was like, sorry, what are these sources? And J.R., like, retweeted her and was like, ask him about saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, so Sam Decker is married to Kevin Harlan's daughter?
I think they're married, or they're boyfriend, girlfriend. I think they might be married. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because her last name is Decker now. It's like Harlan Decker. Mm. So Decker, sounds like Sam Decker's a piece of shit. J.R. Smith doesn't talk shit about other players.
Come on, Sam Decker, you just gotta be like Gordon Hayward. Just keep that under wraps, you know?
Keep your white power, you know.
Yeah, just keep it.
Trumpism, you know. Fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Keep it low key. Just have your wife post about, you know, like brands and stuff on Instagram, and then we'll know. And then we'll just know without knowing. Right.
Just, you know, just say it with your haircut, like Gordon Hayward. You know, Gordon Hayward lets us know.
I think Decker's haircut was trying his best.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Just stop,
stop
there.
Got it. Got it.
Stop with the hair. Don't let it go to the mouth. All right? Come on.
Also, he had the 2Ks. He was really flirting.
He was just really...
It's like, what?
You could add the 3K.
That was a tell. That was a tell. It's like, yo, you were born Sam Decker with a CK, my guy. Why did you change that?
Yeah. Why'd you change it to 2Ks?
All right.
Things I'm looking forward to watching. I haven't watched them yet, but season 2 of The Mandalorian. That's back.
Ugh.
Mandalorian season 1 was great.
That show looks terrible. Okay. All right.
Didn't watch.
We'll never watch.
It's really good. And Obama's on The Shop with LeBron James.
Yes. I saw the commercial.
I'm excited for that too. It should be two good things.
Love me some Barry O, but I'm also not watching that. So.
Damn.
Not watching.
Damn, Matt, how many K's have you added to your name, Matt? Damn.
Zero. I'm happy to say my name has zero.
I think Matt's hair isn't being grown long. I think he has one of those neo-Nazi hair because he's just wearing a wig to hide it.
My hair right now does look like a wig. It literally looks like I'm wearing a Garth wig.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want to every week you forget. You want to beef with this record?
Oh, that's right. I need to talk. We need to talk. Let me just get up close. Let me talk about this. So, listeners. Here's what happened. This is a beef with John Hill, by the
and
way.
Again, okay, hold on. Once again, this is something that's gone down in the Patreon WhatsApp. And if you don't know about
this, went
you
down.
Feel, if you have
went
FOMO,
down, yeah.
only costs you $4
this went
down
a month. DMs.
Hop on that Patreon.
Yeah, this went down. This went down on the $4 DM chain. Okay, so John, you know, he buys a beautiful record. Buys a beautiful Super Hoopers record, custom made record that, you know, for like a record player. That has all the Super Hooper songs on it, some comedy bits, some other whatever. What other knickknackeries is on there? You know, it's just a beautiful thing. Then, does he get this for me and Dave? No, just for Dave, okay? And you may think, well, that's offensive that he would just get a special custom made record for one member of the Super Hoopers and not the other. That seems offensive enough. But no, it goes further, dear listeners. When he delivered said record, said custom-made presents to Dave, he included me on the text chain. Hey, Dave, got something for you. Can I come over to your house and deliver it? Yeah, sure, this time. Hey, Dave, I'm outside your house. Okay, I'm coming down to get it. Dave opens the present, you know, 5 minutes later. Oh, John, I love it. So beautiful. Fantastic.
John also insisted, make sure you have Corey, my wife,
videotape
unboxing video of it.
Yeah. Here's the video of me opening this up. Is there a video of Matt just sitting in his room alone, staring at the wall? Yeah, that's what I was doing when that was happening.
Oh, and there's and then I also recorded an unboxing video of me getting the package to begin with.
Yeah, you...
Correct.
There's a video of John opening it up and saying, oh, I just can't wait to give this to only Dave and not Matt. And then there's a video of Dave saying, ooh, one of the best gifts I've ever received.
To be fair, the bits that were pressed onto it are my bits.
They are just for Dave.
Okay, so, all right. Again.
It was a personalized thing,
well,
but yes.
Also, it's like that's even more offensive. Like, the best part of the Super Hoopers is Dave. Like, there's no good Matt bits. Come on. Don't.
Look,
so
only one of you two was back home dealing with family issues, and I wanted to send a very
nice
gift.
That's right.
Unfortunately, the gift took like 5 months to make. They said it was gonna take 1 month.
Only one of us two was dealing with some family trauma, and only one of us two would not even think about that and would be offended that he didn't get the gift as well.
Exactly. At okay. No point realized what this was about.
Classic.
Never was.
Classic
only
Matt
thought
Hill.
About himself.
Look.
You
look.
Fucking narcissist.
You of course, fucking Sam Decker.
Of course. Look. Of course I realized.
You
know,
definitely
course,
Sam Decker.
Sam Decker
the
pod.
Okay. All right. All right, whatever. You're the Denny Ojibwa, whatever. Yeah.
Wait, is that the libertarian you voted for?
I'm trying to figure out your NBA comps, all right? It's, I don't know. Denny Ojibwa, Denny Ojibwa and retirement body Dudley over there.
Yeah, the more I see that kid, the more I'm like just devastated that the Knicks don't have a higher pick to get him.
We're talking about the Israeli player?
Denny. Because he would have been huge in New York.
Oh, God.
Fucking Jewish, like really good Jewish player. Not since Amari.
Not since Amari. Have we seen someone?
Can't wait to that first question. Anyways. First question. Yo, if he's at the next All-Star game, rookie, should I just ask him his thoughts on Palestinians? Hey, bro, what do you think about that?
Hey, we'll see those credentials plucked away from you real fast.
Just let loose. What do you think? You know.
Just do country associations. I'm going to name a country and just tell me what you think. You know, you start off easy. Italy, France, then do Palestine, and then do China.
Lebanon.
Then see how quickly the NBA escorts you out of there. And then your employer escorts you out of there. Anyways, beefing with you for getting that gift.
Great record, though. Or for Dave, it's got the intro. It's got all the Necro G. It's got Matt singing a Bill Walton song.
Oh, it does have your Bill Walton song, which, before we added to it, too, it's just the raw
early draft.
Just
so
Matt.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just talking with my wife about when I moved to Spain and the other professors.
We got through like an hour and 10 minutes of this fucking job. We were so close.
Yeah, we're at hour 10, and this and Matt, comes up.
Yeah, well, okay. So I got when I moved to Spain.
Nobody's listening anymore, anyway. So
no one's listening. The other professors tried to get me to join their rock band. They had like a professor rock band as the lead singer, and I was like, no, like I can't sing. They're like, oh, you're from LA. Like we've seen your comedy videos. Like you'll be a good lead singer. And I'm like, no, I can't sing. Like I don't want to be your lead singer. And they all got offended, and I was like ostracized socially because I refused to be the lead singer of this band. But can you vouch? Like, I was doing them a favor, right? Like, I can't sing, right? Like,
no, so now that I got into a real Grateful Dead phase in pandemic because, you know, I'm having a midlife crisis. And now that I know that song better, I'm like, oh, fuck, we could have done that song so much better. I was not familiar with that song at the
also,
time that you were
great
parodying.
Song, right?
Matt's,
great song.
Matt's good story song. Sounds so fake. The reason no one would hang out with me was because they wanted me to be the lead singer of this awesome band, but I was like, no, I won't be your lead singer, and then that's why they don't.
First of all, John, it wasn't an awesome band. It wasn't an awesome band. Totally true.
None of the guys could relate to me because they were all jealous of me.
And I was in a Japanese band, and so.
No. I'm serious. They asked me to be in this band, and I said no, and I kind of blew them off, like because they were insistent. And then I was like, I'm like working, you know, and I blew them off. And then they kind of never hung out with me or asked to hang out socially. And then the band had a performance, like you know, a few months later, and I went to the performance, and it was a defining moment in my life. Like just the cold shoulder I got from everybody at that particular concert. And I just...
Was the band good?
They were fucking awful. They were terrible. They were just... It was like I was...
You should have just done it.
After I saw how bad they were, and then how everyone in the room was like, oh, it's so great. And I'm like, oh, man, this is some... This is how it is in non-LA cities. Because, you know, in LA cities, it's like... When anybody has a performance, it's usually pretty damn good. Like, people in LA are pretty
Yeah, you go to karaoke
good.
And, like, you know, almost everyone
fucking
can
Fucking everybody is yeah. knocking it out of the park. You go right. to a play right. or an improv show, and it's usually pretty goddamn good, you know? And it's like, I remember I went to a play in Portland, and, like, none of the people could act, and it was just, like, awful. And I was like, oh, I guess this is what I like, not in LA. That's what it's like. I went to this concert in Spain with these, they were econ professors, too. It was just terrible. And everyone was acting like it was good. Like, all the other people were like, ooh, this is incredible. You guys are so good. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I would not... That sound, you know, that was, like, the worst rendition of every song that you guys did. But everyone just... It was just such a... It was such a feeling of not being wanted. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation where you're just, like... It was... I had got such a bad vibe from everybody. And everyone was, like hating on me. You know, it's like almost like I... It's almost like you break up... You, when you break up with somebody... And you
yeah,
go to
when
party
I'm in rural
like,
areas at parties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like, I was like, oh, this is how it feels like.
I feel like I have the biggest nose in the universe. So, like, I better get out of here.
This is how a minority lives their life every single day. Oh, wow. I can't...
Right, yeah. Right, I better get out of here before Sam Decker shows up.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, this, I'm just saying it was a real story. Okay. We don't have to talk
well,
about it.
We should try to remake that song and actually get it to Bill Wallen. Yeah. So.
Speaking of remakes, hey, I forgot to mention this.
Okay. All right.
Shout out to DJ Long Nice Pod. Rec. What?
Oh, I thought this was
no,
that.
Oh, not yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turns out has a couple platinum records. I didn't realize it happened. But the guy who made all our right. intro song and all our songs is a platinum producing artist.
Well, Mac, didn't he do Mac Miller
tracks?
He did
that. Those hit, I think, gold or platinum. And then he's got a J. Cole, Baby, and Kendrick song. And this one.
He's talented.
This, for those who know, I'll just play a second of it. Our intro song, Styles P bought the beat.
And oh, shit. Nice. Oh, are we still allowed to use it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just... The thousands of people
oh, fuck, dude.
Listening to us.
Dude, there goes the Patreon goes, money.
They're really, yeah. yeah.
Yo, Styles yeah,
Geffen,
P.
Geffen
Styles
Records
P better
really
not turn into Styles that. Litigation.
Here it is. It's literally the same exact thing. Souls on fire, who's getting the fan off? Go wait for the handoff. Get you your own team. My sleep's a piece of shit. Every line, the whole dream. Yeah, that's us. Mm.
Very nice. Very nice. Wow.
Danny and Nate could never.
Could
no
never.
Other podcast.
Right.
What other podcast is just like Styles P, one of the legendary rappers, just like takes their theme song and raps over it. Super
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Well.
Well, right. Styles P, you can expect a cease and
yes.
desist from us.
Actually, I think Styles P might sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah, the P about to sound for poor after we take you for all
hey,
your
you
work.
Know what? Well, I mean, one of the guys who did sign up for the Patreon in the last month, his last name starts
Ooh,
with P.
Maybe
so
that's
maybe,
it.
Probably am.
Maybe that's
probably
Styles am. P.
Okay.
Yeah, could be.
All right, that's
all right,
all I
great.
Got.
Can we leave?
yeah, yeah.
Too much rap for Matt Decker.
Too
much rap
Matt.
For Matt Decker.
Too much for Matt Decker.
Hey, what's the you said platinum?
Matt Decker.
Hey, what's a call when you got a record that sold one? What medal is that? All right.
I don't know. Got that. I don't know. You don't have one. All Dave right. probably knows the answer. You don't.
Yeah.
No, I know. I know.
All right. All right. Until next week. Until next week. Keep pooping.
Keep pooping.
I'm out of here. I got some Legos to build. When it was erupting, you're now listening to Super Hoopers. They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game. Super Hoopers! Can you dig it? Super Hoopers! That's what you say, bro. We just formed a fucking wall! Super Hoopers! I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. Super Hoopers! That's terrible.